The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good Monday to everyone. Greetings to the beginning of our 5 days together this week. And I'm also teaching a retreat through the Insight Retreat Center online, and there's a wonderful space between, it's been 7:45 here for me to come here to our Zoom sitting and teaching. I hope that some of the qualities of the retreat maybe are conveyed during our time together this week. One of the practices I have occasionally is to, in meditation, to say to myself the word here, H-E-R-E. And I use it especially if my mind is more busy or more distracted than is helpful for meditation. But other times as well. As an acknowledgement that this is where I'm at. It's not a command like you would give a dog. It's done in a kind, supportive way. Without any idea that things should be anything different here, but it's a kind of waking up or a recognition. Here I am, and it's like this. Here. And if I'm thinking a lot, then here, I say the word here, and then in the wake of that, I just recognize what is here. So if I'm thinking a lot, then I'm recognizing that I'm thinking a lot. There's a busy mind or an active mind. And that simple recognition is mindfulness. Rather than my thoughts taking me away, the thoughts are the basis for recognizing what's happening in the present moment. I'm thinking about the future or the past. Just here. And then I open to it. And it's very permissive. What is here is allowed to be here. It's just that I'm recognizing it. And as I do this in a relaxed, ongoing way, the forces, the momentum to be caught up in thoughts or be distracted begins to abate as I refamiliarize myself with the sense, the feeling of being attentive, being mindful to hear. And here becomes more and more the basis of where attention resides and where I'm staying. And it's not a rejection of anything, but rather it's establishing myself in the present moment with whatever is happening. And there's a world of difference of being clearly cognizably present, knowingly present for something, than being carried into it, caught up in it, obsessing in it. But it's here, it's very gentle. It's permissive, it's allowing, but it allows a kind of gathering together here and here and here. And as I do it, I come closer and closer in to the heart of what's happening here, in my body, in my breathing, in my thoughts, my feelings. And there's a settling in here, eventually to kind of what feels like more like the center of gravity of it all, here. So, taking a meditation posture, and sometimes maybe swaying forward and back as a way of beginning to adjust and align and find a good posture and a way of using your body as a reminder to be here. And gently closing your eyes and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, These deep breaths are also a ritual for being here, especially as you exhale, to relax into here. And the closest, most intimate part of here is your body. And letting your breathing return to normal, and allowing further softening or relaxing of the body, whatever is tense or being held, softening the muscles of the face, allowing the face to rest. During the day, the face is often involved in all kinds of small expressions. Sometimes expressions of presenting yourselves a particular way to others, smiling or... And now in meditation, letting the face rest. Softening the shoulders. Relaxing the shoulders, releasing them to the pull of gravity. Maybe as you inhale, a sense of lifting and opening and expanding of the shoulders. If you don't feel that lifting, you can take a few deeper breaths to feel the movements of the shoulder. Letting go as you exhale. Softening in the chest. Opening the heart. Softening the crust, the hardness of the heart. And softening the belly. If the belly is held in tight, something in us is working hard to protect ourselves or to want something. And for this period of meditation, perhaps you can allow yourself to feel safe enough for the belly to relax. And then settling into your breathing. Settling into the body's experience of breathing. And then as you need to, as is useful, you can gently, softly in the mind, say the word here. And if you're attending to your breathing, maybe here opens further to your breathing, the body breathing. If there's a lot of thought, here, and recognizing thinking as a present moment phenomena, almost as if you can step back and view it as another person who's thinking or imaging. Here. And then the way that we experience our lived life, the living experience of being alive, is only in the present moment. So here brings us closer, drops us into the lived life, how it's experienced in the present, moment after moment. Here. here. Gently, lovingly saying the word here. And maybe popping the bubble of thinking. Popping the bubble of treating thoughts as substantial and somehow real or somehow more important than finding ourselves really intimately connected to the lived experience of the moment. The lived experience we discover through our body, the body breathing. here. The simple movement to being aware here is the door for deeper meditation. It's also the door for how we can more fully be present for others. Even to say here to ourselves silently, so that we're not caught up in thoughts and judgments, bias and expectations. But we give time and space to take in the other, the people we're with. Make time and to allow who they are and what's happening with them to be registered, to be experienced. Take time to experience others here, recognizing the impact they have on us here, without being caught up in the impact. Here is a place of strength and generosity in being with someone else. And may it be that what we learn and how we learn to be in meditation is something that we apply to the world of people, whether it's here to take time to really feel and sense and experience an email before we respond, or a phone call, or a stranger in a store. Just they don't have to know that we are here in line at the store behind them. Just here, allowing ourselves to experience the other. Or in listening or watching the news, here, letting go of the thoughts, reactions, or knowing the reactions, but here, and learning to be simple and wise, to really see clearly what's happening to us as we listen to the news. And being here, so maybe we can generate goodwill, a certain generosity, or not that we agree with others, but we don't banish them from our hearts. May it be that the meditation practice we do allows us to be more fully here for our world. And in doing so, that we live this life for the benefit and welfare of all beings, maybe in many small ways. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe, and may all beings be free.